Continues the Gemara Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, the last line. Nechunya Chayfa Shichin. Nechunya was in charge of digging the wells for the Oyle Regolim to have water. Zog the Gemara Shaya Chayfa Shichin Umayrois. He used to dig those wells, Vahava Yoda. And he knew, Zog the Gemara Daf Yud Dalad Amid Alas, Haydin Kif Mekoiro, which rack had water that is cold under it. Vahaydin Kayef, Vahaydin Kayef is Be Shavuvia. And which Shavruvi? And which cella had warm water? So when you wanted cold water, you had to have a certain rack or under the rack, hot water, hot springs, was under different types of racks. And not just he knew which racks had the cold or the hot, but he also knew about Hechon Shavavuvuse Matya. How long, how far does the distance of the warm water run? So you might have a certain area that over here there's hot water. What's the distance till you're going to find cold water? So he knew exactly ad hechon shavuise matya. Zok the Gemara. Continues the Gemara daf yudalad amid aleph. The second line. Om Rabbi Eliezer, umeiz binoy bat soma. Unfortunately, his son died in thirst. Om Rabbi Chanina mand om rachmon nevatrin. Whoever says that the Eibush is mevater, yisvratun b'nei mo'oye. His innards should be nisvater. His stomach should not hold up and it will explode. But the Eibush is not mevater. The Eibush is marich ruach. The Erech is marich apoy. He awaits to punish Rishoyim because maybe they might be chozer b'tshuva. Goved idei, but at the end, the goved idei, the end of Avada, he punishes people for what they deserve. Just he's marich apoy in case they repent. Omrav achiksiv usvivav nishar omoid. The people that are around the Eibush is medaktik. Medaktik imoyin kuta sairah. The people that are svivov, the tzaddikim, the Eibush is medaktik chuta saira. So either the pshat is because since they understand a pegam of an averik doyle or averik tan, they understand the pegam, it doesn't make a difference, averik tan is the pegam and the Eibush. So he's medaktik with them chuta saira because they understand the consequences of what it means a pegam in an avera. So he's medaktik chuta saira. Om Rabbi Yossi, another pshat is loy mitam hazeh, el min. Min madach siv a different pasuk v'noyru akol svivov moyroi alakovim yosef min alchoykim. Since they have more years shemayim, so mele the punishment is meted out more careful and more exact. The Eibush meets out punishment from them because they have more years shemayim. So even on the smallest things, zogim abchani b'rishem Rab Shmuel ba Nachman. He says over ma'ase b'chol. He said over the following story. Ma'ase b'chol said echad shoyu choyfe b'rishikin moyrois. He used to dig wells. Le oivrim v'shovim for people to have water. Pamachas so yisabit oivres linose. His daughter was on the way to her chasana. V'shot for nahar on the way to her own chasana, wearing her wedding dress, she drowned in a river that flooded. So zok the gemara v'havin kol ama alin legabei. Whoever came to be menachemim, they did not succeed. Be'oin menachamto v'lekibel aloy misnachmo. They wanted to be menachemim, but he didn't accept it. All Rapichas ben Yor, Legabe Rapichas ben Yor came to Menachemim. Boy, Menachamte, Velakibel Alim, Menachemo, he didn't want to accept Nechoma. Zog the Gemara, Oma Loin, so Pichas ben Yor asked the townspeople, Deinu Chasidchon, this is the Chosid in your town. He's Boyit in Midas Adin, I'm coming to Menachemim, why are you not accepting it? Omule said, explain him the background. Rebbe, Kach v'kach o Yoisa, this person was Choyfa wells for people in order to have water. And v'kach v'kach irale, and his daughter died on her way to her own wedding in a tova benor on the exact same thing. So that's that he sustained other people with water and she drowned in water. That's why he couldn't be mekabel tanchumin. So Omar Zepichah ben Yor said, meaning he was sitting shiva, but they didn't find the body yet. It seems like that they gave up, but she wasn't found yet. So Pichas ben Yor said, "Efshe shoy mechaber es boyro b'mayim." He's mechaber es boyro b'mayim. He's serving other people. V'hu mekapcha b'mayim, and he's being punished in water. Miyad nofla havora. There was a shmur that came out in the city. Boir, boz bito shalosa ish. Is the girl came out and she survived? Is the amri besuchta is aris? She clung on to a suchta, a branch that was in the river, and that's how she survived. Amri, Malach Yod Kedmus Rapichas Ben Yor Vitzilo. A Malach came in the Dmus Rapichas Ben Yor, and he was Matzil her, and that's how she survived.
The Bala Musa explained that if someone does, even if he does a chesed, like this Maisavir did a chesed with water, But his child was able to be punished in the same way in the thing in the, that he did chesed with, because when you do chesed, you have to be ultra, extra careful not to be poigim in someone else. So even in the fact that you did chesed with water, but you have to be medaktik kachut asayra, that you shouldn't pain or pester someone else. So melech shaykh that you're punished in the etzem thing that you did chesed with, because you didn't do it to the fullest in the right way. Zokmal Vaita Gvini Kreuz. Gvini was the name of the one in charge of the Kreuz, of the town squire, the announcement that was made. He was Machis. What was he Machis? Shoy Machis, Beves Amigdosh, Maya Oimer, Imdu Kadam Avoida Levim, Duchonam Yisrael, and Mamodon. So he proclaimed when they have to start Avoida. Agrifas Amelch Shoma Koil, Agrifas heard his voice all the way, Achmoine Parsois, 8 Parsois. The Noslem Matonis Haibe, and he was so impressed, he gave him gifts. Zokmal Ben Gever Anil Sorim. Ben Gever was in charge of the closing of the gates. Zok de Gemara, Tirgim Rav Kumi de Beis Rav Shila. When Rav was metargim this Mishnah in front of Rav Shila, so Kriyas HaGever is referring to Gvini. Gvini was the one that was Machrez Akruz. The Gemara before said Gvini Kreuz, so it's referring to a person. The Mishnah in Yuma says that. There was a Kriyas HaGever that took place every morning. So Kriyas HaGever is either this person, the Gvini, or it's a Kriyas HaTarnagol, the rooster. So Zok de Gemara, Tilgim Rav Kumi Deveis Rav Shila, Koro Gavra, it was a person that awoke, that was Machriz. Achriz Kreuzo, he was Machriz the Kreuz. Omar Leis, Rav Shila said, why are you saying it's referring to Gever? Emma Ko Tarnagoyla, maybe the Mishnah Yuma is talking about the Tarnagoylas. Zok de Gemara, no, Omar Lei, Votaninon, it says in our Mishnah, Ben Gever, our Mishnah is talking about a person. Isla Chomema bar Tainagoyla? Our Mishnah is talking about people that are enumerated in the Mishnah. It's not talking about a Tainagol. So it's a riot that's talking about a Ben Gever and not a Tainagol. Zok de Gemara, Ben Bovi ala Pekia. Ben Bovi was in charge of the Pekia. Pekia is the wicks to make sure that they're the same width, the same height, the same thickness, so it should go off and last from the night until the morning. Adaboyker. Another pshat is that Ben Pki is referring to the whip that they were menaged with. Zok Dimora show you Mizaik Psilois. He was Mizaik the Psilois. He was Kalea the Psilois that were used in the menorah. Zok Dimora Rabbi Yosi all the Kufra. Rabbi Yosi came to the city called Kufra Boyimi Menanya Alayun Parnosim Alekimnun Minhun. The townspeople wanted him in Mana Parnosim, but the people didn't want to accept it. They didn't want the covet. They didn't want the oynish. Zok de Gemara, oal. So Rabbi Yosi entered the city of Omar Kumein and he told the people, Ben Bovi, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, is Alapkia, and he's mentioned amongst the kosher of the door, the Gdolei Ador, Ksherim Shebechol Dor we had before in Mount Omar. And that's how he held right now. So Ben Bovi is mentioned in Alapkia. Umayim Zeshin is Man Alapsilo, Zochli Manatim Gdolei Ador, the Cheshuvim. So you're doing something. We're asking for people to volunteer to be part of pikuach nefesh, whatever the need was. So atem shatem nisman malchay nefoshos lekoshkein. It's going to be leshvach, and it's not going to take away from your schar, and you have a goyis chus. Zogma ben Az ala tzaltzel. Ben Az was in charge of the tzaltzel, which is the utensil that was mezamer. Kiho de tanin and tamon, like we learned in the Mishnah in Tomit. Heinifas Gan Besudorin, then Sgan lifted the handkerchief. Vihikish Ben Arza la Tzaltzol, and then Ben Arza started to play the Tzaltzol, so the Levim started to sing. Zogmal Hugas Ben Levi ala Shir, he was in charge of the Shira, not of the utensils that played music, but on the Shira itself. Omer Avacha Ne'ima Yisera Hoyo, there was a beautiful Ne'ima that Hugas Ben Levi had. Yodea, Ne'ima Yisera Hoyo Dea. Vomgo Olamal Hugas Ben Levi Shoy Manim Eskoilu Bezemer. He used to sing, when he put his thumb in a special way in his mouth, so he was able to bring out a beautiful music came out. The Kanim was so impressed that they were blown back from this beautiful voice that emanated. Bezgam was in charge of Lech Maponim. They were knowledgeable in a very special way about the making of the lechem upon him and the removal. They didn't want to teach others. Shulchu Chachom and Chachom sent. Alexandria, so he became a Maislach Maponim. So we brought workers from Alexandria that were able to do the same Maislach Maponim. Over the Yosalai became, but the removal of the bread, they weren't as became. Bezgamar, Masikim, Bifnim, Begoidim, Bechutz. Bezgamar's patent was to be Masik, to bake from the inside, and to be Goidim, to remove it from the outside. They were in a form, those breads. So they remove it, Goidim, Bechutz. Veloisim, Misapesh, and didn't spoil. But the Alexandria people, they did it from the inside, and they were roided from the inside, and it indeed spoiled. Now, Tosis is showing in Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches, as a kasha, that either way there was a nest by Lechem Aponim, it remained warm from week to week. So why would it spoil? So Zok Tosis Teretz, that whatever could be done by the Odom, the Eibishah did not perform a nest. So in Mela, the Eibishah was not misaken that, and that's why they needed the specifically based Garmer, and they couldn't just rely on Alexandria. The Mashah over there says that Vibalt, it goes into the get of Ein Tzemech and Al HaNes. Meaning, you can't rely on the Nes that's going to take place. You have to get Umnim that are able to do it in a way without relying on a Nes. So when the Chomer realized that they need the base Garmu, so they said, Omru, whatever the Eibishah created was for his own honor. So why would you withhold this knowledge from other people? So they sent people, shlichim, to Beis Garmer to come, and they still didn't want to come to back to the avodah. They offered more money, so then they came. Originally they took 12 mana. They gave them double the amount. The fees were 24 mana. They took 24 mana. They gave them 48. Omelan, Chomer said, why do you want to teach to the people? Omelan, so they said, no, we have a frum cheshbon. We have a miseris. The basement is going to be destroyed. And we're nervous and we're scared to teach it because it might fall up in the wrong hands. Others might pick up this secret and utilize it for the base of Avodah. So, Lemaisa, the following reason is to be maskerem l'shvach and not l'gnai. Shlo yotzo biyad b'neihem pasnekiyem ha'olam. They never had fresh bread. They didn't want people to accuse them that they're using the lechem aponim bread. So their children never even had fresh bread. Shlo yo'oimri m'maisa lechem aponim ein oichlin. Zog d'mo beis haftinas ha'maisa akteres beis haftinas. We're expert on maisa akteres. Zog d'mo she beis haftinas ho'yu b'kin al maisa pitum akteres v'mayla ha'oshon. Not just the pitum akteres, but also the special asiv that caused the oshon to go straight up like a stick. They didn't want to teach this chokhmah to others. From Alexandria, they actually knew how to make Peter Makteris properly. However, to get it up, the special asif to go straight up like a stick, that they didn't know. The base of Tinas smoke went up like a stick, and came back down. It right away spread. It didn't have that miraculous effect. Came Shor Chom and Dovah Chom and realized this. Omru Kol Mashir Bora Kodesh Baruch Lechvoy De Bora Shenema Kol Anikre Bishmi Lechvoy De Borosiv Af Yitzativ. So whatever is Lechvoy De is Borosiv. So why are you withholding this knowledge? Other gifts is Kol Mashir Pola Kodesh Baruch Lechvoy De Lemaneu Shenema Kol Hashem Lemaneu Sholcha Chayim. They sent for the base of Tinas to come. V'Lerotz Lovi didn't want to come. Ache Kovlem Schon. They doubled their fees. Shteim is one of the noitlin v'nosim esav v'arba. Rabbi Yom esav v'arba noitlin v'nosim arba mishmoino. Omulen. So they asked the Chomer asked them. Pimayin etam roitzim lamed. Why do you want to teach this way of making the ma'isak toyos? Omulen. They said we have a reason. There's a cheshbon. The frum cheshbon. Mesoyosi biyodenu. We have a saying. Shabbai sazeh. Also lichorav. The base makers are going to be destroyed, and we don't want to teach it. Shaloyil medu achen v'yoyisin kenaf avodah zara shalohen. We don't want to end up falling in avodah zara's hands. So we don't want to teach to anyone. Zog de Gemara, bedvorim halalu, in the following statement of theirs, the maskirin oisin l'shvach, even though up until now it was l'gnai. What the shvach was, shal yotza isham shal echad mehen, b'vusemes me'olam. None of their wives ever wore perfume, so people shouldn't accuse them that they're using the k'tiris. V'lo yoyda l'kshay echad mehen, noisi isham m'makamach, even when they married someone from a different place. The condition in the Nisuin was that shouldn't be misbasim ever. So that was Taka L'Shvach. Zog di Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yosi, Pamachas Yisrael, Oymed Bushlaim, Umatzosi Tinek Echod, I found a child, Michelle Beis Aftinas. Omartila, I told him, Bini, Me'ez Mishpocha At, from which family are you? Omli Mishvachas Ploini. Omartila, Bini, Avisecha Lefish, Niskavanu L'Rabbis Chvoidon. They did not want to teach the Maisel Peter Maturis. They wanted to be married their own covet. Ulamayit Kvoit Shemayim, and Ulamayit Kvoit Shemayim, that other people should not know how to make the Maturis. So, or they caused the hefse to the lishka because they had to pay them double. Lefikach kvoidim nismayit. The kovet was nismayit. The niska lignai. Uchvoid shemayim nisrabe. But the maisa, the base of mikdosh, after it was destroyed, the kvoid shemayim was nisrabe. Because at the end of the day, we see that the kvoid shemayim was nisrabe because the Eibush meets out punishment. We see that people are see that the Eibush is not nice upon him. That's kvoid shemayim nisrabe. Zok the Gemara, the last Gemara, Amar Bakiva Sochli, Shimon ben Luga, Malakat Oisi Asom, I was collecting Malakat Asovim, Aniva Tino Kech Mishal Beis Aftinas, me and a child from Beis Aftinas. Vore Isi Oisoi Boch, and I saw this child crying. Vore Isi Oisoi, and I saw him laughing. Omait Lo Bini, Loma Bachisa, why did you cry? Omali Al Kvoid Mishal Beis Abash and Ismait, my father's home was Ismait, the covenant, they were masked them Lignai. Veloma Sochakto, why were you laughing? Because eventually also love they'll get the scar. Umaga Isa, what did you suddenly remind yourself now when you were collecting grass? So Gemara Maila Oshon, I saw the grass that's called the Asif called Maila Oshon. Maila Oshon was Lenegdi. So I reminded myself of Beis Abba and the Sky Lost Lovoy. No Mesiloi. So Rabbi Kiva said to him, Beni, Hereuli, show me this Asif, so I know what the Maila Oshon is. I will be careful. I'll make sure it doesn't go to the hands of Avodah Zarah. Omali, he said, no, Rabbi, Misoiz biyodim avoysai, shalaharois lebirya. I cannot show it to any birya. I'll say, get the dover. So Mela, I can't show it to you. We'll stop over here, the bottom of Yudalad Omid Aleph.